If you have your Bible, want to look with us today, it's Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 6. He said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Amen. We can preach out of this. We looked at it about a month ago, this basically same text, on the power of positive thinking. Amen. But I want to preach today, if God will help us just a little while, just touch on something today. I believe it'll help us on this thought, dealing with worry. Dealing with worry. Have you ever worried about anything? Now, if you're here this morning, you say, "Well, preacher, I've never worried about a thing. You know, I just trust God and everything's good." You're a liar. Amen. We've all worried. We all worry. We tend to worry. It's part of who we are. Amen. We worry, everyone worries. Amen. We worry about our families. Amen. Amen. We worry about our job. Amen. Everybody wants to do a good job, right? And Bible said, "Do all things as unto the Lord." How's that working out for you? Amen. You worry and fret over? Some people don't. Some people just get up and they go and however it is. And that's why the rest of the folks have to take up slack. Amen. I know all about that. We worry about those things. We worry about life. Amen. We worry about sickness. We worry about death and dying. Amen. Come on now. Everybody does. And we worry about our relationships. Amen. Everybody worries about relationships. Hey, we want to be found friendly. Amen. We want to be able to get along, right? Now, some people don't. Some people care less if they get along or not. But as children of God, we ought to want to get along. Amen? So there's some things that we worry about. But the Bible tells us here, it says, "Be careful for nothing," verse number 6. In other words, he said, don't let worry, don't let fret and anxiety hold you back. He said, if we ain't careful, we let it holds us back and it keeps us from going further with the Lord. It keeps us from being an encouragement along the way. Amen? It hinders our journey, if you will. Amen? So we see that problem as he said, be careful for nothing. He said, don't let it hold you back. So, but we know what worrying is. Now, the worry is, it literally means to have a divided mind. Okay? Now, my mind, I can't afford to divide it much. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. If we don't get the divide in your mind too much, praise God, you won't have much. Amen? So we got to be careful. We can't let our mind be divided. We got to be sober in our thinking. But James said in James chapter 1, verse number 8, he said, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." So he said, when your mind is split, it's hard to focus on one thing because another thing's drawing your attention. Another thing's something else is sidetracking you, so you can't focus on the things that you need to focus on. Amen? Hey, if there's ever been a time for the church to focus, it's the day and hour that we live. And we need to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd love to see a spirit of revival sweep through this place. Amen? And it will when we're ready for it. When we're ready for the revival, praise God, God will speak to your hearts. He'll speak to your heart. He'll speak to my heart. And He'll send that stirring from the portals of glory. But I think what's hindering us is we worry about so many different things and our mind is split in so many different pieces. That's hard to focus on the thing that's important. Amen? We'll put a focus on things. We put a focus on, you know, our jobs and the situations that we have. And a lot of time it's us that puts ourselves in that situation. Amen? Well, we shouldn't be seeking the Lord. So we end up with this nagging concern. Amen? A nagging concern. Now, it's good to be, we ought to be concerned. Now, if you say, well, preacher, I ain't concerned about nothing, that tells you about your character. We ought to be concerned. We ought to have a godly concern for ourselves. We have godly concern for people around us, for our families, our loved ones. We ought to be concerned about them. How, praise God, the example that we're setting and the love that we're showing. Whether it's Christ-like or whether it's not, we ought to have that concern. But it shouldn't be a nagging concern, praise God, that's causing us to be double-minded. Because said a double-minded man is unstable in all of his or her ways. Amen? So we need to be focused on the things that's true. Amen? Praise God. Hey, so that feeling uneasy about something that's uncertain, something that we don't know about, it's easy to do. A lot of things that we're seeing, a lot of things that we do, hey, we've never been here before. As we grow up and we have families and we have lives and we're trying to put it all together and make it make sense. Hello? Amen? Amen. I said we're trying to put it together and make it make sense. We have a lot of uncertainty in there. And for young families especially, there's a lot of things because, you've never been here before. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. We've all been there. Amen. We've never been here before, never been through this situation before. There's so many uncertainties. If we ain't careful, we get so caught up in these uncertainties that we forget about the thing that's certain. And the thing that's certain, praise is the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, His resurrection, sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and me. That's something, that's what is certain today. If we ain't careful, we get sidetracked by it. Amen? Praise God. When we begin to worry, we begin to see worries, miseries. Amen? These people that worry so much that they're miserable. Amen? It begins to affect your life. You say, well, how does it affect? It begins to capture you. It begins to capture you most of all spiritually. Amen? You begin to worry, fret, and it begins to take away your spirit. It begins to affect your spirituality. It begins to affect your walk with the Lord. Amen. That's we like, as Brother Billy said, we like to pack all this off on the devil, but it's this old flesh that we live in. Those uncertainties, praise God, it brings us into a misery because of, and the first thing that this old flesh seems like it wants to throw away is our spirituality. It wants us to get away from godliness. Boy, that's a mistake. Whenever we have uncertainties, whenever we don't understand, that's when we fall on our face and we say, Lord, please just forgive me a sinner and help me figure out what's going on. Amen. Help me to focus on you. Help me focus on guidance and leadership from the throne of grace that'll make a difference in our lives. And God will begin to do that. Because when we begin to get affected spiritually, next thing you know, we begin to be affected physically. Amen. Do you know worry and fretting over everything will literally make you sick? Amen. Come on now. Amen. It'll make you sick when you get to fretting and worrying over things. We better take it to the Lord. We better ask God for help. Paul's trying to tell the Philippians here. He said, he said, don't be too careful with these things. Don't let it get a hold of you and hold you back. He said, just stay with the Lord and trust in what we know. Amen. Amen. Every one of us in here has seen God work and do miracles in our life. Amen. We've seen God do a magnificent thing in our life. We've seen God do things, Brother Josh, to get our attention when we wasn't even looking at Him. To bring us around, praise God, full circle and put us where we need to be with our eyes fixed on a holy and a righteous God and a living Savior who loves us, praise God, cares for us and wants to help us. But when we take our spiritual eye off the Lord, amen, we can become sick physically. Our body can become beat down. Amen. We can become mentally fatigued. Amen. You get so worried about things that it fatigues your mind. You're trying to figure it out. You're trying to gather up the answers. You're trying to get the ropes and pull the ends together and tie them off. Amen. Hey, I'm speaking from experience this morning. I know what it's like. I live in this world, praise God. I've been there. We've done that. The Bible says we can take the knowledge that we had. Paul says we can take what we've done and we can deal with worry and we deal with fret, praise God, so it's not a miserable thing that affects our lives and draws us down and holds us back. Amen. Praise God. We just trust in the Lord. Because it not only messes with us spiritually and physically and mentally, but praise God, it'll mess with our emotions. Amen. Amen. Come on. That thing, things have become so, it'll begin to help us where we're not even nice to people no more. We become emotional. We become, conflict rises up in us. And we become a whole lot hatefuler than we ought to be. Amen. Because of this conflict, praise God, because of the misery that we have through worrying and fretting over all these things. And so many of them, praise God, when we preached on this on Wednesday night about a month ago, we said there's so many things that we cannot change. We just have to put our trust in the Lord, praise God, and let Him begin to do those works. Amen. Just rely on what He can do. Just to trust Him, praise God. Amen. So we don't become casualties in this endeavor. Amen. We can become casualties. That's why we see so many broken homes today. Because people get so worried and so frustrated and so aggravated and so caught up in their emotions that next thing you know, homes are busted up. People are going their separate ways. And it's just a sad thing that we're seeing today. And God says, it's all because we worry and fret, praise God, when we should put in our life in the hands of a holy God. One who makes a difference. He's able to control it all when we let Him. Amen. But we see those broken homes. We see those split families. Amen. God wants to draw us together, not bust us up. Amen. Amen. We see split churches. You see it all the time now. People just splitting off because they're worrying and fretting. And we're seeing broken lives. Lives broken like I've never saw before. And it's amazing to me when this old flesh and the devil gets to giving you fit and worry becomes upon you, how people are running away from the Lord. Amen. Running out into the world when we should be running to Him. Climbing up in His lap, praise God, and letting Him embrace us with those loving arms of care and protection. Praise God, in that fortress of a living God. Just draw us unto Him and whisper, I love you and I'll be there with you. We'll get through this. We'll march on. Paul said, hey, don't let it hinder you. Don't let it hold you back. Just get in the arms of God and just rely on Him. He said, those that abide in me, I'll abide in them. Amen. We have a perfect hope and we have a perfect help today in Jesus Christ. He said, there's no use to get caught up in worrying and fretting. Praise God. He said, those that we can't do nothing about, put it in His hands. And He said, those things that we can do something about, just have at it. Amen. Just put our faith and trust the Lord and ask Him to help us. Amen. Begin to do those things. You say, preacher, I don't understand how I can do that. It's just one me. Yep, praise God. But you and God is a multitude. Amen. Glory to God. And so what we do, we got to pray. Amen. The prayer should be prayed. Amen. Praise God. Look what He says in number six. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So we need to begin to pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. And in days of tension, when tension rises, let me just tell you, young families, look at me just a second. Let me give you a piece of, in your young family, tensions is going to come to a boiling point. Amen. Everybody don't think alike. Everybody don't act alike. Everybody don't live alike. So tensions is going to build. So we got to be careful. And we got to just put our faith and trust in others. And we got to do what Jesus said. We got to keep it in our mind and say, pray. We need to love our neighbor like I have loved you. But then He said, I got one better now. He said, hey, praise God. He said, we need to love your neighbor like self. But He said, love your neighbor like I have loved you. He said, show me love and respect. Show me compassion. Show me the love of Christ. Man, that ought to be our top priority in our families. To show our children, our loved ones, our spouses the love of Christ. Amen. Hey, listen, newsflash, it's not about you. Amen. Everything ain't about you. Everything, praise God, is about Him. When we put Him first, He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto you. And I know what you fellas say. Well, bless God if she, amen, if she would just do this or she would just do that. And then the women say, well, well, preacher, you know, if he would do a little better at this or a little better at that. Amen. Praise God. He said it comes working together, loving each other, and encouraging one another, and bragging on them, praise God, when they do good, instead of beating them down, when they mess up. I'm telling you, young'uns, we all mess up. We all had bad days, but we got to be careful that we don't get caught up in the tensions of the world that we live in, and go in the wrong direction. Amen. Got to have that love, that loving feeling. Amen. When troubles come, and they will, the tensions and troubles that come upon us in this life, troubles that, hey, we didn't ask for. I mean, it ain't like you, Brother Billy, it ain't like you go down to the corner and they got a list there where you sign up for trouble and you put your name down there 10 times. Amen. You don't put it, right? You don't sign up for it. You don't enlist for it. It just happens. Things happen, tensions come, troubles build up. But he said, praise God, that's when faith comes into course, praise God. We begin to put our faith in the Lord and begin to ask Him to help us, believing and knowing that He can. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Able to do things and do them well. Praise God, and all for His glory. Praise God. Frustrations. Amen. Because frustration comes most time because we trust and we believe, but it ain't happened yet. Hello? So when we think about dealing with worry, praise God, we say, well, Lord, you know, I pray and I trust you. I got my faith in you, but it ain't happened yet. Amen. Praise God, just keep believing. It will. Hey, listen, everything will be all right one day. Amen. Hey, even if it's not on this side, praise God, it's going to be wonderful on the other side. Glory to God, amen. It's going to be, hey, we may not be able to figure it out here, but it'll be good there. God's promised to help us. He will bring us through every bit of it. But we just got to come with patience, praise God. We just got to pray and ask God. We need to come with our petitions. Amen. One of the first things we've got to do is bring our petition for the Lord. Ask Him to help us. Ask Him to help us, praise God. Whatever your need may be, we just got to ask the Lord. He said, pray believing and you might someday... No, He said, pray believing and you shall receive. Amen. I mean, it's a given. I've asked you, can God lie? God can't lie. He's immutable. That means He cannot lie. He cannot tell a fib. Amen? Everything God says is true, absolute truth, absolutely. And God said He'd be with us, He'd protect us, He'd help us if we let Him. Amen. So He wants us to have that help. So we pray and we ask God to help us, believing that He will, because He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He promised to always be with us. Amen. He promised to always love us and care for us, praise God, with a godly care. So we bring our petitions unto the Lord. We ask Him, Lord, we ask Him for what we need. And then the Bible says that we praise Him, expecting to receive it. Amen. We go ahead and just praise Him. Just start praying. Say, glory to God, thank you for what you're about to do for me. Glory. Hey, it's been a situation. I've been so aggravated, troubled. Tension's been there. I've been so frustrated. But God, I'm glad you're going to do something. I pray, God, you may not do it today or tomorrow, but God, I know that you're able. I know that you're willing. I know that you have my best interest at heart. And one day, glory, God. Lord, just shout and praise Him this morning, because one day in a little while, everything's going to work out all right. We're going to be blessed from the blesser. It's going to come from the throne room of grace. Down to us who believe. Well, what a blessing it's going to be when it begins to pour out. Praise God. We get up under that fount where the glory comes out and He just opens it up. He said, all right, that's enough. He said, not put on you more than you can bear, but with it, He said, He'll make a way of escape. He'll run us up under that fountain, that way of escape. He'll open that valve. He said, hey, how much? He said, open her all the way. Praise God. Just pour out those blessings. Just bless them on purpose. Bless them cause we can. Glory, hallelujah. And as you get to praising, and you get to worshiping, and you get to giving Him glory, praise God, it just gets sweeter and sweeter. Amen. Amen. God loves us and cares for us. But we can't let trouble, we can't let worry hold us back. We can't let worry keep us from getting into that blessed place. Amen. That place where God wants to encourage our hearts and help us along the way. So we just get to praising Him for His goodness. Praising Him for His blessings. Praising Him because we got peace down in our soul. Amen. Peace, praise God. Peace that passes understanding. So that we begin to praise Him so that peace can, that passes understanding can come our way. Verse number 7 said, "And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Notice the emphasis. It's through Christ Jesus. Amen. You can run around and try to do all you can to be your best you can be for every day of your life, but you'll never accomplish it without the Lord Jesus. We've got to have Him. It's through Jesus. He said, "Our hearts and minds through Jesus." It's through the Lord Jesus Christ that we have that blessed hope this morning. Praise God. I hope it's out of this world. I hope it's bigger than this world. I hope it's able to bring us through, to save us from our sins and point us to a destination called home. Amen. One day in a little while, praise God, we're going to leave gravitation. We're going to go out of here. Praise God, we're going to go home to be with Him where He is. Amen. He talks about peace here, that peace of God, which passes understanding. Now, we know that we have peace. That peace comes from our conversion. Amen. You know what a conversion is? That's when you're changed from something to something else. Amen. When you're changed from an old lost sinner to a brand new saved sinner. Amen. When you're saved and born again, put into the family of God, we know that that peace comes from us. But Paul said that peace of God. Now what he's talking about here, he's not talking about just salvation, just getting in, just being born again. And the Bible tells us, and you know from down in your soul, the Bible says that you must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, He said, "You must be born again." Can Jesus lie? So you got to be born again. You got to have that new birth from heaven. If you don't have that new birth from heaven, then you're none of His. But if you've been saved, praise God, and you've had that conversion, you have that peace that passes understanding. The peace of God that He's talking about here, is the peace of His presence that lives in your soul. Amen? The peace, let me say it again, the peace of His presence that lives in you. Amen? Hey, everywhere I go, there He is. But I'll tell you what He does. Let me just tell you, I'll tell on me. I won't rat you out if I know anything about you. I'll rat me out. Amen. I don't know nothing bad about you. I'm just kidding. But I know how I am. And when I mess up, God, there's a presence in me. And He says, whoa, wait a minute, buddy. Amen. God throws up, hey, before I ever get into that mess that I'm fixing to put myself into, God throws up red flag. He said, hold on a minute. You can't say that. He said, you can't do that. Amen. You can't go there. Amen. Come on. Amen. Right? Why? Because His presence is there. He's watching me. He sees every move I make. And the scary thing is He knows every thought I think. Amen. And He knows whether I just run that old thought and the devil on out the other side or I pause it there and entertain it a little. God help us. There's a lot of stuff in this world, praise God, that'll cause us to worry and fret. Cause us frustration and anxiety. But what we got to do, praise God, is we just got to flush that stuff on out, praise God, and just put our faith and our trust in the Lord. Because that peace of God, His presence, the promises that He's made to us. Amen? God's made some great, exceeding, precious promises that He's given to us. Amen. Is God the ultimate promise keeper? Well, we done said it. God can't lie. And if He makes us promises, then He has to keep His promise. Amen. Now, we have a struggle with that, don't we? People make you a promise. They do. Then I believe everybody in here absolutely wants to keep that promise. Now, I know some people make you a promise just to get you out of their face. Amen. I know that for a fact because I go out and visit people, knock on doors, and I invite them to church. And they say, "Yeah, preacher, you know, Sunday, I'll get the wife and kids and we'll be there. We'll be up there Sunday." Knowing good and well they're not coming. Amen. There's a whole bunch of young'uns in this community that I've called them on the road and I've talked to them. I said, hey, you ought to come up there to church. Oh, yeah, preacher, we've been meaning to do that. We'll get up there Sunday. I said, don't tell me a lie. I mean, if you're not planning on coming, if you ain't really going to try, then don't tell me you will. Amen. Amen. Don't tell me no lie. If it's not the truth. Amen. They just hang their head. Amen. But God is the ultimate promise keeper. He makes His promises and He'll keep His promise. Keep His promise to you and me. So we have His presence, we have His promise. And when you have His presence, you have His promise, then you have His power. The power of God is yours, youngins. It's ours if we want it. How much power do you need? Yeah, I know what you... Hey, I'll say, Lord, I need all I can get. Amen. He said, I'm fighting the devil. I'm fighting the fiends of hell. I'm fighting this old flesh that I live in. And Lord, I need all the help I can. I tell you what. If you got one of them cellular phones, the devil has multiplied 10,000 times 10,000 them things. Amen. A click of a button, praise God, puts you into things that you should never even see. Amen. There's a whole lot of things we just need to delete off of there because you be trying to look at a report or something, then you got this vileness will pop up. You got to begin to think, well, do I really want to look at this report if I'm going to have to see the wickedness of this world? Amen. You got wickedness just everywhere on every hand. It's that so easily besets us. It'll grab our attention. And even though you flick through it real quick, praise God, that image that the devil's already put there. We got to get rid of that mess, praise God. We got to trust the Lord. Got to trust in the power that He has. Praise God. That peace that He has, that God gives us. Because His presence, His promise, and His power. Praise God, we have that peace that passes understanding. That peace that, praise God, that we can sense. It's a real for something. Have you ever been in a situation? I mean, a scary something or other. And you thought, oh my goodness, you know, this might be it. You know, you're laying up under something and nobody to prize it off of you. Hello? Now, I know probably nobody else gets in that kind of situation, but I do. Because I'm not a very patient person. I like to do things. I thought, keep going. Bible says keep pressing forward. Amen? So if I need somebody to help me something, they ain't there, praise God, I just press forward. And then I'm calling my wife, say, can you come help get this off of me? She said, I told you I'd be there in a minute if you just wait, you hard-headed thing. I said, well, I thought I could. She said, yeah, you thought you could get it. So now the rest of the day we're going to spend at the emergency room. Amen. How did that work out for you? Praise God. But God, praise God, He's there to help us. And He gives us sense, praise God. Praise the Lord. He fills our hearts. And He fills our minds and gives us the encouragement that we need. Amen. Because He's patient, because He's there. That peace that passes understanding, that peace that's sufficient today. That's sufficient in the Lord Jesus Christ. He offers peace. He gives us peace. Amen. That peace that we have, that peace that we need. A peace, a presence that we can feel. What I was going to say is, we feel that and we get in that situation. And, you know, sometimes there's nobody there but you. Amen. Sometimes something comes upon us and we catch a bug and you're like, oh gosh, I'm going to die. And I'm not exaggerating that. We literally think, you know, this is it. We're going to pice off this scene. We're going to go off somewhere. Amen. They go, glory to God, I know where I'm going. Amen. They tell you, but Pastor Jeff died. Don't you believe it? Praise God. I'm alive and well, living in glory, shouting her up on the throne room of God. I praise God, running those streets of glory, those golden streets, as it were, transparent glass. Amen. I'm going to be shouting her up over there. I'm going to be in the presence of my Savior. But sometimes we get to a point that we don't know what to do, praise God, but we have that peace that's sufficient, that peace that passes understanding, that peace that comes into your mind and your heart and said, you know what? Even so, everything's all right. I've been there several times in my life. Man, but from my story, you can tell why. I thought, this is it. I mean, this, we're done. You're finished. But there's a peace come down in my soul, praise God. No matter what happens, I'm okay. Do you have that peace today? The reason we worry so much, praise God, we just don't have that peace with God that we need, that you need and I need, our families need, our husbands, our spouse, our children need that peace. And when you have it, praise God, it's reciprocal. It rubs off. People begin to pick up on the vibe. Amen. On that feeling that we have, that sensation that we know, praise God, there's something down in us that tells us everything will be okay. I have that today. How about you? You have that peace that passes understanding, that peace from the Lord? Amen? That makes a difference? You say, preacher, I just don't have that peace. It ain't the Lord's fault. He said He gave us that peace when He was here. In John chapter 14, in verse 27, Jesus was speaking to them. Now, He had already told them He had to go away. He said, I'm going to pray the Father, and He's going to send you another Comforter. And that's one just like Him, praise God, but one that can abide with us. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God. Verse 26, He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. So He said, there's going to be a living presence in your life that's going to show you everything that God has to show you. That's why it blows my mind when people say, well, preacher, I don't need to go to church. I can live a good godly life at home. Hogwash. You can't get fed. You can't get the gospel. You can't get the Holy Spirit. You can't get the growth that you need sitting at your house. People told me the other day, they said, well, preacher, I watch that TV evangelist. And I just said, the one he was listening to ain't going to give him nothing, because he don't preach on sin. Amen? He don't love his congregation. Amen? If you don't preach on sin, he said we preach the whole volume of the book, the good, the bad, and the ugly, that shows us where we are and the help that we need. And God said, the Lord Jesus said, I'm going to send you a comforter, a consoler that's going to be with you, walk in you, and He's going to fill you in on everything you need to know to live a Christ-like life, a Godward life. And then He says this about His peace, verse 27. John chapter 14, verse 27. He says, peace I leave with you. Now watch this. My peace I give unto you. Amen. If you got, praise God, the Lord said, I give you My peace. Let me ask you a question. Do you think Jesus is at peace? Absolutely. Absolutely. He said, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen? He said, hey, don't be worrying and fretting. Because He said, I'm going to send you a peace if you want it. I'm going to send a relationship and a presence and a power that's going to be in your life, that's going to minister to you, that's going to help you, that's going to guide you and lead you to be the best person that you can be while here on earth. Amen. It's the devil's lie that tells you that you can't be all that. Amen. Because you can, because God has promised it to you. And then Paul lays it out here and he gives us the procedure that we have to pursue. Amen. He said what we need to do, dealing with this worrying, he said we need to think on these things. Amen. He said we need to think on things that's true, and things that's honest, and things that's pure, and things that's just, and things that are lovely, like our Savior. He's altogether lovely. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, there ain't nothing bad about Him. Praise God, that sweet rose of Sharon, glory, hallelujah. He just smells better every day. Amen. He said, those things that are good report, and if there be any virtue, that's valor. And if there be any praise, think on these things. He said, hey, so what we got to do, we got to pursue these, and we pursue these things, praise God. We pursue those things that are true. Amen. Those things that are true. Those things that are pure. That's what we begin to pursue. You say, Pastor Jeff, why would we do that? Why would God tell us to do that? Why would Paul tell us to do that? Why would Jesus want us to do that? Because when we pursue those things that's pure, praise God, then we forsake those things that are unpure. Amen? Amen? We pursue those things that are pure. Those things that are Godward, praise God. He said, these are the things that we do. He said, in verse number 9, he says, do these things. He said, those things do. Amen? He said, seek these things, desire these things, long for the goodness of God, for that touch from heaven, and God will begin to touch you. So he said, there's no use to worry. There's no use to fret all this stuff, because we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he begins to make a difference. Amen? So you see, the conclusion of the whole thing, he said, we just need to, the answer to worry is to just pray. Just say, Lord, I ain't going to fret and worry over this. I'm just going to put it in your hands. Lord, I'm going to trust you that you know best. You know what I need. You know what my family needs. You know what my community needs. You know what a nation needs. You know what our church needs. Lord, please, just touch in a mighty way. Ask him, bring our supplications, our requests before God. Amen. Praise God. And then he said, he gives you that peace of mind and peace in your heart. That you know what? I ain't in control of this no more. But Billy, it's in God's hands. Amen. You know, human beings, our nature. Well, see, I'm just going to put this on the altar. I'm going to give it to God. And we'll bring it down and say, Lord, I'm just going to put it here. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to put it on the altar, Lord. Amen. I can't do nothing no more. I'm not in control. You're in control. And Lord, I'm just going to put it there for you. And I'm just going to leave it here for you. Lord, it's all yours, but I'm going to take some of this stuff out of here and take it with me. You know, amen? Ain't that what we do? We say, Lord, I'm going to give it all to you, but, amen, maybe I better hang on to some of this just in case that's too big for you. I mean, you just control the universe and everything in it. But I'm going to take these few little articles, these few little items, and try to take care of that myself. See how foolish that sounds? Amen. But we're foolish people. Amen. We don't want to let go of it. We don't want to let God. We've got to let the Lord take care of us. We've got to quit worrying and fretting over this stuff. We've got to ask God to help us and believe that it will. He said, we think on these things, these pure things. Amen. Those things, praise God, the very goodness of God is what we begin to meditate on. The things that He's done before, come on. I said the things that He's done before is the same things that He can do now. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. So he's no use to worry and fret over this stuff because we do. But we got to put it in the Lord's hand. We got to trust the Lord now more than we ever have. There's a falling away in the world today. People are running away from the Lord like they're fleeing a sinking ship. Amen. And the world is in turmoil and it's just sucking them up. But he said that what we need to do is we need to quit worrying and fretting over this. Said we, hey, everything, let me just say this. While we're passing through here, everything's playing out just exactly the way God said it would in the last days. Amen. This deal with Russia, they're trying to figure out and settle. It may not happen because they've got to be a big power. They've got to be a big power rising up in the last days. Amen. So this thing may not play out exactly like we'd like to. Even though, you know, there's people up there that's saying peace, peace. He said, when they say peace, peace, then sudden destruction will come. So we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. We need to be upward and ready to go home, be with the Lord at any minute. We need to be focused. That's why Luke 21 said, he said, hey, listen, when you see these things begin to come to pass, when you see them begin to happen, not after they're done, not after they're finished, But he said, as you see them begin to happen, he said, then we need to start looking up, lifting up our heads. For our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Looking for that glorious day, that shout and the trumpet and to come up hither. When the Lord steps out in the portals of glory, looks down at earth and cups his hands and say, come away, my beloved. Come away. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. We lose gravitation this side of glory and go home to be with him. Amen. Hey, we won't be able to take none of our sorrows and worries with us. We're going to leave it all. Amen. We're going to leave it all behind. Amen. We're going to have that. We're going to go to a place when a person, praise God, that we'll never have to worry again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have a glorified body like unto his. But he said today what we need to do, praise God, just to deal with our worry by taking it to the throne of grace. Asking God to help us, knowing that he can and knowing that he will. Praise God, going through the procedure of just looking at those pure things, the promises of God and what he's promised to do for me and you. The help and the hope that we have that's literally out of this world. Amen. One day, I say it all the time, one of these days, all these aches and pains and sorrows is going to be gone. Amen. Praise God. Now, I won't say it's none too early. Hey, praise God. We'll be glad to get rid of them, get shed of them. The Bible tells us there won't be none of that in heaven. Amen. There's no tears or sorrow or creeping or crying or death or dying. There won't be none of that over there. Praise God. We'll have in a perfect peace with a perfect Savior in a perfect environment with perfect people. Amen. Do you ever think of yourself as perfect? One day we will be. We won't be this side of eternity because the Lord's still working on us. But one day when we get on the other side, praise God. We'll get those new linens clean and white. Praise God. Which is the righteousness of the saints. Amen. For right living. For doing the things that's right. For trusting the Lord. Amen. Till we get home. Amen. But he said, now on this side of eternity, he said, listen, don't let worry hold you back. Don't be held back by worrying and fretting over everything. He said, trust in the Lord. He said, trust the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Trust in him. Believe in him. Rely on him. Adhere to him. That's what believing is. Just listening to God and believing what he says. Amen. He said it, and I believe it. What about you? Amen. Ain't it time to quit worrying? Ain't it time to quit fretting over everything? Ain't it time to just come to the Lord and say, Lord, you know, here I am. And this stuff's just a whole lot bigger than I am. And Lord, I need some relief. I need your presence and your power to help me through these situations. Lord, would you begin to do that today as I put my faith and trust in you?